People with autism are often sensitive to outside inputs like loud noises, fast movements, and social interaction. That makes PE class not a great place for many people with autism. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell tells us about a program for students on the spectrum.
Illinois State University students work one-on-one with school kids ages 5 to 15 in PE class at McCormick Hall at ISU.
There you go.
They start with free time and go into individual workouts with activities. The program is called John's Heroes. The PE program is in honor of the late John Miskelin, a Bloomington native with Asperger's, a condition on the autism spectrum. When John was a student, PE was his toughest class. John's mother, Geraldyn Miskelin, says the length of his showers showed how bad his day was. John struggled to find acceptance among classmates. In 2007, these hurdles motivated John to advocate for acceptance of students on the spectrum. At age 14, he created a foundation to inform Bloomington Normal about autism. A few years later, he renamed his foundation HEAL, Heroes Embracing Autistic Lives. He wanted to use his musical talent and passion for children on the spectrum to uplift spirits and encourage them to embrace their unique abilities that set them apart from their neurostandard classmates. John passed away 6 years ago at age 20 from a brain injury. His mother continued his legacy by starting the John's Heroes program. Illinois State University Associate Professor Mary Henninger runs the program. Henninger met John's mother 4 years ago when Henninger asked Miskelin to speak to students.
She talked a lot about how the PE was the worst part of his day and he came home feeling like he was beat up, even though it wasn't physical beating up, and that he would take a shower. The length of the shower every day determined how bad it was. And I thought, teachers can't possibly be doing this, so they must not understand what it means to have autism and to work with a child on the spectrum.
Mary says after that class, she knew something needed to change. Children with autism often experience social, communication, and behavioral challenges. In a gymnasium during PE, students' sensory issues and distractions peak. The flickering of fluorescent lights, equipment constantly moving around, and interaction with peers can be overwhelming for students on the spectrum. Nikki Michalik is a research coordinator for the Illinois Center for Specialized Professional Support. Michalik says the extra help that students receive in John's Heroes isn't provided in a typical PE class.
The instruction that is provided only verbally, and it's not broken down at the level that some of our students might need those tasks or those activities broken down. When we teach a larger skill, we might need to break it down into smaller components, and that's going to look different for each student. So it benefits the students in so many different ways.
Mary continues to preserve John's legacy by emphasizing his message to children with autism, that they are heroes and just what it means to be a hero.
Anybody he met, he was certain that everybody had a superpower. So that's where the heroes came from. Everybody was a hero to him, and he wanted everybody to be a hero in terms of accepting each other.
The heroes receive one-on-one training from one of the college students who are hero leaders in the program. ISU students Anthony Turo and Kira Machieski work at John's Heroes as part of a requirement for the physical education teacher education, also known as PEAT major. Turo says his experience at John's Heroes strengthened his relationship with his students.
Comparing this experience to my other teaching experiences throughout the PE program, I didn't get to develop a relationship with any of my other students. When I was with my student, he made me feel important every day. Every day I knew I had to give my utmost energy, my utmost effort, and match their energy, if not exceed it, in order to make this happen.
For Machieski, she learned to embrace the uniqueness of each student in the classroom.
I think you really start to learn that every student is so different, like their interests or their abilities or the things that they want to do. It really is like different for every student, and I think that's something that we'll remember going into the real world when we get full-time teaching positions, is that no student is alike.
Aaron Beatty, a student in John's Heroes, says he enjoys the one-on-one training from the hero leaders geared towards students like him.
The people are really nice here. They like to learn about autism. One of the other things would be that it's in a gym, which means we have lots of room to run, play, and we have fun activities to do. And we get to have a one-on-one or a two-on-one.
Michalik says that the kids are adjusting well to the program.
I have seen kids who don't enjoy being active or engaging in physical activity put it on their schedule each week and come back excited. They look forward to coming back. They're happy to come back. And that is that whole change in attitude is everything.
Turo says that at the end of the day, it's all about treating students on the spectrum with respect.
Leslie Alex, you'll go over there.
All right, 14.
Go ahead and back to me.
Michalik adds the program has been a relief to parents who need extra support for their kids. Moms and dads even form relationships with other parents. She says she also wants people to understand despite the social challenges children on the spectrum face, students on the spectrum have the ability to be successful. They can communicate and still have feelings. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.
Ready to run?
John's Heroes serves more than 25 kids per year. They range across the spectrum in their abilities. A free class runs Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 6 in ISU's McCormick Hall.